Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3353 BN. Today's date is May 14th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Ready to Go Against the Will of the People, Freedom Summer, Trump Will Win at Dawn. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are already laying out their plans to go against the will of the people. And what do I mean by that? Well, if the will of the people say we want Trump to be our president, they're getting prepared and ready to say, no, we don't care what the people say. We're going to actually put the person in that we want. We don't care what the people say. And that's exactly what they're prepared to do. And when you look at it, you could see the playbook. You could see exactly what they're trying to do. They're already pushing the idea that there is another plandemic. Now, they're pushing the bird flu. Now, this might morph into something else. Maybe this is just something that they're using right now to scare the people. And all of a sudden, something happens and it mutates into something else. And, oh, my God, here's disease X. I can't believe this is happening. I do believe they're waiting to see what happens with the WHO, with the vote there. And I do believe they're going to try to push the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes, and everything else once again to go against the will of the people. And I do believe that if this doesn't work, they will take it to the next step. Remember, they have multiple phases that they're going to use. Yes, they're going to go back to the 2020 plan, which is the plandemic. I don't believe that's going to be, they're going to be able to get this off the ground. But I think they just needed enough just so the illegals then can mail in their ballots. This way, they don't have to go to the actual polls. And this way, they can have actual names to the ballots this time around. Do I think this is going to work? Absolutely not. Because again, think about their plan. Yes, they're teaching the illegals how to vote. Yes, they're registering them to make sure that they can receive the mail-in ballot, maybe multiple mail-in ballots, and they can actually send them back in. Maybe they won't have a drop box, but they'll be able to send them back in. Now, there are a lot of swing states that have already put laws into place saying, yeah, we're not using mail-in ballots this time around. But once again, you could see this is part of their plan. Now, if everything doesn't go the way they want it to go, and they see that, oh, wait a minute, we're having problems here, they're going to do what? They're going to try to control the narrative. Actually, we already have Merrick Garland, Chris Wray already out there saying that we're getting this task force together to go after, you know, cyber intrusion. We're going to protect the elections any way they possibly can. Well, you know what this is for. This is about censoring. This is about controlling the narrative. And this is most likely getting everything prepared for a delay in the elections. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know all they got to do is get the people on their side. Get as many people as possible, the majority of people, which they're already getting. I do believe they're going to get even more people as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, because you're going to see the economy break down. You're going to see an event, multiple events probably in this country, and you're going to see us actually head into war, where actually I think this country will be attacked, or we'll have a huge scare event where it's going to scare a lot of people. And I do believe a lot of people are going to wake up during this process, and a lot of these people are going to join the majority, the people of this country. And I'm talking about the D's. I do believe Trump's mission is to get these people on board. Because remember, if we're going to take back this country and we're going to beat the deep state and keep the country afterwards, remember, it's not just about taking it back. You need to keep it afterwards. We can't allow these people back in. We don't go back to our, you know, normal, you know, daily routines after this. We have to continually fight on. We have to continually push back because the deep state, what do they always want to do? They always want to come back and take over again. And if we go back to sleep, well, it's going to happen again. So that means we, the people, must always be countering everything they're trying to do moving forward. And yes, after the colonists won the Revolutionary War, what did they do? Did they just go back to sleep? No, they were always on guard because they knew that, hey, they're going to try to come back and try to infiltrate this country. They already let us know that it's from the inside that they were most afraid of, not from the outside, from the inside, people seeping in, corrupting those inside government. That's what they were most afraid of, and that's what they were always on the lookout for. So once again, when we take the country back, we need to keep it. And the only way you can keep it is to understand the system, understand how the criminal syndicate actually operates and what they do. So this way we could stop it in the future. We can always be on the alert to watch what is going on, to make sure they don't seep back into this country. And I do believe in the end, Trump will have enough of the people in this country, the majority, the silent majority in this country, even the D's, will be on our side, which means the election most likely will be too big to rig. Actually, Trump put this out on Truth saying it's too big to rig. So if it's too big to rig and they can't cheat, even with the illegals, even with the mail-in, even with the Dominion machines, even with everything that they have, what happens? Can they continue moving forward with the elections or will they use another tactic? Now, they can go ahead with the elections, and if it's too big to rig, that means we win. If they delay the elections, they think, okay, since we can't cheat, we're not going to give them the win, so let's just delay it and regroup and see what we can do. Maybe we can start a war and stay in power. I do believe this is where they're headed, but I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place where they're not going to be able to delay the elections. I do believe they're going to destroy their own cheating systems. And once those are down where we can't use them because there's malware or something going on, I do believe we're going to be going back to paper, which is going to give Trump an incredible win, a win that the world has never seen before. And I do believe at dawn, Trump will win. And I do believe Scavino put out a message and he showed Wildwood, New Jersey. Nassum Dorma playing in the background, which is from the movie Sum of All Fears, and letting us know that, yes, Trump, he's going to win. And I do believe that the people must be on Trump's side. It's not that we back down and we say, okay, Trump's going to win, no big deal. No, the people must push forward. The people must get out there and vote. The people must go in person. The people must vote on the day of the elections. It must be counted on the day of elections. And the results must be shown to the people the day of the elections. And this will counter everything the deep state is trying to do, because if you use paper ballots, it counters the deep state and foreign entities from manipulating the electronic vote. You can't manipulate it. How do you manipulate paper? It's very, very difficult, especially when you have certain individuals watching over the count, maybe the National Guard. So that counters that. So what about the illegals who are sending in the mail-in ballots? Well, if it's all paper, the mail-in ballots, they don't count. You got to come in person. We can't count those. Remember, the mail-in ballots go to their system. They're fed into the system. You need to come in person. Let's check the backup poll books. Are you a citizen? Well, how many illegals do you think are going to be showing up to the polls? Most likely none. Maybe you might get a couple, but not many. They might be turned away. Again, even though we have this law that says if you believe you're a citizen and you vote, it's okay. Well, once again, you're going to have to show up in person. you might be able to get away with this with a mail-in saying, I thought I was a citizen. I got an ID and I filled out the mail-in ballot. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. But coming in person is very, very different because you're going to have to show that you are a citizen and they're going to check. So I do believe by going back to this, we actually get rid of almost every single type of cheating tactic that the deep state has. And I do believe that in the end, the deep state won't know what to do with this. And the deep state, they're going to panic, which means as we approach the elections, what do you think they're going to do? Do you think they want people going to the polls? Do you think they want people voting? No, they're going to use their foot soldiers, their illegals, the Antifa and the rest to try to keep people away from the election polls. And when they try to delay the elections, they're going to try to use the same exact people to say, hey, look, the people are pissed off because we can't have the elections. The Trump supporters are angry at this. And again, they're going to be using the same people. They're going to be dressing up as Trump supporters. They're going to try to push everything they possibly can to try to make sure that people don't vote. But I think in the end, this is going to completely fail on them. And the people are going to say, this time, you're not scaring us. This time, we're not staying away from the polls. We're going to the poll centers and we're going to vote. And this is when the deep state's going to panic like we've never seen before. We're going to be talking a lot more about Scavino's message and what Trump said a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Ashley Biden and her diary, because it turns out, hey, by the way, it's real. It is confirmed. And what's very interesting about this is that in the diary, there are certain things that she said. Was I molested at a young age? Showers with my dad, probably not appropriate. So was she molested? Did she block it out? It's funny that she would mention that in her diary. Clandestine poses a question and says, imagine if Ivanka said Trump was sneaking into her showers and making her uncomfortable as a young girl. The world would stop. The mainstream media would have wall-to-wall breaking news coverage. The streets would be in flames. But since it's Biden, nothing but crickets. Do the people see it? Do the court of public opinion, do you think they understand what's going on? Yes, they understand that it's Hunter Biden's laptop. They understand now it's Ashley Biden's diary. They understand that Joe Biden's a creepy pedo guy. I think the people are starting to get it and understand what's really going on here. So I think the court of public opinion, the people of this country, they understand exactly what Biden has been doing. And not just Biden, but many politicians, many people in Hollywood, many CEOs. And I do believe at the right moment, at the right time, that information is going to be coming out. And all of these people, they are going to be panicked. Because think about what they've been saying. They've been panicking because they're afraid that Trump's going to get back in office. They're afraid that he's going to round people up. Why would he round these people up? Why would he round up Hollywood? Why would he round up the people in the music industry, in certain corporations, CEOs and things like that, unless they were doing something wrong? The only reason people are afraid of this is it's because they're doing something wrong. And they know when Trump wins, all of this is going to be exposed to the people. And they're afraid of this. And they should be afraid. But you can see there's a lot of states now that are pushing the death penalty for pedophiles. Florida Voice put this out and said, DeSantis, and this is what he says, we're not going to allow this to stand in the state of Florida. We've authorized the death penalty for pedophiles, and that's something that's absolutely appropriate. So you think the pedophiles, you think they're panicking? Absolutely. And I do believe in the end, you're going to see a lot of other states, they're going to be joining in on this, and they're going to be saying, you know something, if you're going after children and you're a pedophile, well, these are the penalties, and one of them is the death penalty. How quickly do you think this is going to stop? It's going to stop pretty darn fast. And I do believe you're going to see this. You see Florida doing it. I do believe Tennessee is doing it. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of other states do this. Because in the end, this is what the deep state is trying to push on we the people. They're trying to push their sick mental people on us, where they're going after our children. They're mentally insane. And I think the people of this country, they're starting to recognize this and they're starting to understand exactly who these people are. And remember, Trump, what did he do? He pulled them out of the shadows. He allowed the resident to come into the position where he lived in the White House. They thought they were in control. They thought, hey, this is the time to start normalizing all this because we got the control. Trump didn't come in and stop us. He didn't do anything to stop anything. So let's show the world and let's convince them that this is normal. As the people saw this, the people said, whoa, this is crazy world. This is Alice in Wonderland. What is going on here? This is ridiculous. And people started to push back. The parents started to push back. States started to push back. And this is continuing. And it will continue over time. And you could see that the deep state players, they are losing this battle. Because remember, it's a small little minority that they're trying to make it look like they are the majority. They're not. They are the minority. And they're trying to use the fake news, businesses, Hollywood, to make it look like everybody is along for the ride. But people start to look around. That is not the case whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the deep state players, they are going to use censorship as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. We talked already about Merrick Garland and Chris Wray. They're already planning censorship. We'll be talking about a little bit more about that a little bit later. But first, we see Rumble right now. They are now suing Google for over $1 billion for abusing its ad monopoly. And this is another antitrust lawsuit against Google by Rumble. And they're saying the following. Google exploits significant conflicts of interest that stem from its multiple roles in the electronically traded marketplace. As a result, it is able to pocket a super competitive portion of every advertising dollar that passes through the ad tech markets it controls. Ad revenue that rightly should have passed through to publishers like Rumble and its content creators. Google unlawfully forecloses competition in the market for a publisher and service in the market for ad buying tools for small advertisers and in the separate markets for ad exchanges and ad networks. Google excludes competition by engaging in conduct unlawful under settled antitrust precedent, including through unlawful tying arrangements, a pattern and practice of exclusionary conduct targeting actual and potential rivals, and even market allocations and price-fixing agreements with Facebook, at one time its largest potential competitive threat in the publisher ad server and ad network markets. This is not the only lawsuit filed by Rumble against Google, which is notorious for its aggressive bullying behavior towards potential competitors and conservative entities. And good for Rumble for going after Google. And I do believe other conservative social media platforms should be going after these social media platforms, because once again, they wanted to basically control the entire market to make sure that there were no other social media platforms that came into existence. This way they can control the narrative. But it looks like that is completely and utterly falling apart, just like what's going on out in Gaza is completely falling apart. And it looks like the Biden administration, they admitted they are withholding information from Israel on the location of Hamas leaders that are hidden in tunnels. So wait a minute. They knew the location the entire time. Have they been working with Hamas? Of course they have. Why do you think Director Burns went to Gaza to make this deal, this ceasefire deal with Hamas? How did he know where to find him? How did he know where to go? How was he able to talk to them without something happening? Because they know all of it. They're in control of it. It's part of the deep state system. And once again, remember, the deep state is in many, many countries. It's not just here in the United States. They're spread around the world. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, what they're doing is they are now routing out the terrorists, routing out the deep state players, and basically destroying them. Just look what's happening out in Ukraine. Same thing. Terrorists, the neo-Nazis, they're running the country. The deep state is running the country in Ukraine. Same thing in Gaza. Same thing, most likely, in other places. And once again, what are the Patriots doing? They're going after all these individuals. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden now has approved a ban on Russian uranium. And I do believe this is going to have effect on the economy. It's going to have effect on nuclear reactors. And it's very interesting that he's banning uranium right now. And that reminds me of Uranium One. I do believe Obama is going to be coming into focus right now. And there's a lot of talk about uranium all of a sudden, which I find very, very interesting. And I do believe this all leads back to the sum of all fears, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what the deep state is trying to do here as we approach the election. They're trying to use the same exact tactics like they did back in 2020. They want everyone sending in the ballots. They want to use drop boxes. They don't want people going to the poll centers because it's a lot easier to cheat with the mail-in ballot. So they're trying to use the bird flu. They're trying to use whatever they possibly can to make it look like, hey, we're back where we were when we had COVID, and we have to use the same exact strategy back then. But Trump, he's out there calling them out on all of this, saying that we will not comply with the vaccine mandate, with the mask mandate, with any mandate, and we are not going to do what you're telling us to do. We're going to push back. Take a listen.
Wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Now, what's very interesting is that Trump is letting everyone know, don't back down, don't listen to them. And remember, the cure has always been out there. We have hydroxychloroquine, we have ivermectin. They're antiviral medications. They handle viruses. Everything that they're throwing at we the people is a virus. So this is why they tried to hide this from the people, because if the people started to realize, wait a minute, these antiviral medications, they work with the flu. They can help with the bird flu. They can help with COVID. They can cure you of all these things. Could they ever push another pandemic on the people? No, they couldn't. And wait until the people find out what else it cures. I do believe it cures a lot more than they're letting on or they want people to know. But let's go back to post 4254. This is May 15, 2020. And it's very interesting that they're doing the exact same thing 4 years later. And this post says, is this about the virus or the election? The truth is right in front of you. I think people are starting to understand that it's actually the election, because it just so happens that we're having riots during the election, like in 2020. We're having another pandemic in the election year, just like in 2020. I mean, come on. Does anyone really believe this? But let's go back to post 4250. There's a picture of Fauci, Birx, and others. They're wearing masks. The only two are not wearing masks are Trump, and it looks like a general or someone in the armed forces. I don't know if he's a general or not. But down below it says, it's time to end the horror show. It's time to stand, lead by example. Enough have seen. Domino effect. Note who wears a mask and who does not. I do believe Trump from the very, very beginning, he knew that this was all BS. This is why he was telling everyone, use hydroxychloroquine. I'd rather use that than a vaccine, because this will cure you. It's been around for many, many years. And what did the deep state do? They wrote fake papers. They attacked it. They basically kept it from the people. They said, you cannot have this drug. We don't care if you're a doctor and you're prescribing it. We're not allowing you to have it. The same with ivermectin. Think about what they did. But he let everyone know that we had the cure. It never had to be that way. So this time around, are people going to buy what they're selling? I don't believe so. I think the people are hardened now. I think the people, they're getting it. Just like the people are getting what DEI is, what CRT is, what ESG is. People are getting it. This is not about equity inclusion. This is about racism. This is about division. This is about destroying everything in this country. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, UNC's Board of Trustees has voted unanimously to abolish universities' DEI department and transfer all funds to the campus police. It's not 2020 anymore. Defund DEI, refund the police is the winning slogan of the day. Absolutely. And we should be doing this with every single school. Defund DEI, take that money, give it to the police. Give it to the veterans. Give it to the people that need it. And once again, you could see that this is exactly what is going to happen all over the place. And it's spreading now. And it's like a domino effect. It can't be stopped. Because once the people are awake, once the people see this, they're going to say, no, no, we're not going along with this plan. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is the FBI is warning that terrorist groups may target Pride events. Now, we know that Pride Month is coming, and we know that they like to fly the Pride flag and have parades and do all these things. But what's very interesting about the FBI, they're saying that ISIS might attack the Pride events. Now, does that make any sense to you? Would ISIS do that? Or would they have maybe a white conservative who might have been radicalized by ISIS attack the Pride event? Because that makes more sense. That goes more along with their narrative. So if there is going to be attack, I don't know if there is going to be one. So far, the FBI has been wrong. I do believe they're building this up for later on. But if there is something, do you really think it's going to be from ISIS, from the Muslim community? Does that make sense? Would that fit into what they want to do here? Think about all the trans people and everything that are now part of Antifa that are at the college campuses where they are rioting all over the place, sticking up for the Palestinians. Would it make sense that ISIS would attack them? It doesn't. Would it make it more sense that a white conservative male attack the Pride? Let's talk about tax relief. Do you owe back taxes? Pandemic relief is now over. Along with hiring thousands of new agents and field officers, the IRS has kicked off 2024 by sending over 5 million pay-up letters to those who have unfiled tax returns or balances owed. Don't waive your rights and speak with them on your own. They're not your friends. Tax Network USA, a trusted tax relief firm, has saved over $1 billion in back taxes for their clients, and they can help you secure the best deal possible. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they can help you. Whether it's business or personal taxes, even if you have the means to pay or you're on a fixed income, they can help finally resolve your tax burdens once and for all. Call them at 1-800-245-6000 for a private free consultation or visit tnusa.com/x22 or click the link in the description. Parade or event that's going on? I do believe so. So I do believe if they're going to do something, that's what they're going to do. And I do believe this is how they're going to frame it. Maybe they'll say, oh yeah, this person was radicalized by ISIS and that's why they did it. But you could see that they're building up to something, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. What's very interesting is that DeSantis is saying that, this summer and during Pride Month, we're lighting everything up red, white, and blue. Jared W. Perdue says, as Floridians prepare for Freedom Summer, and I love that, Freedom Summer. This is the summer of freedom. The people are going to take back their country. This is the summer of freedom. Florida's bridges will follow suit, illuminating in red, white, and blue from Memorial Day through Labor Day. Thanks to the leadership of DeSantis, Florida continues to be the freest state in the nation. So right now, everything is going to be red, white, and blue the entire summer. I think every single state should be doing this. Every town, every city. Red, white, and blue all the way up to Memorial Day. The summer of freedom. American spirit. And how would the deep state take this? Oh, this would kill them because they hate that. It would destroy Antifa. People singing the national anthem, waving the flags the entire summer. No matter where they go, everyone should have it on their cars. Everyone should be flying the flag. Everyone should be continually pushing this. And every time you see these people, you know, protesting anywhere, the people of this country, the majority, they should get together and just sing the national anthem in front of them and drown them out every step of the way. Would that destroy the entire movement? Absolutely. You could see it happen on the college campuses. What did they do? They started singing the national anthem. Actually, when they were singing, what did Antifa do? They hid behind plywood. They hid when this was going on. You know why? Because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. We don't have to use violence. All we have to do is be patriotic. All we have to do is stand up and say, this is our country, and sing and show them and continue. And what do? They crawl back into their hole. And when there's a lot of us singing and being patriotic, waving the flag, well, it makes it very difficult for them to start a civil war. It makes it very difficult for them to do anything. When they're aggressive with us and people are aggressive back at them, that's exactly what the deep state wants. That's what they want to do. They want a spark. They want something where they can use violence. That's what they love, because they know what to do with that. They don't know what to do with people that are just waving flags, waving, you know, singing the national anthem. Because think about it. Go back to January 6th. When the people were in front of the Capitol and the people were there just waving the flag and waving the Trump flag, waving don't tread on me, and they were being patriotic, the deep state players, they didn't know what to do with that. They didn't like that. And how do you make the people do something? Well, you got to force them to do it. And this is why during January 6th, when the people were out there just very, very peacefully, that's why they used grenades on a peaceful crowd. This is when they use, you know, these tear gas and these grenades, and they started firing into the crowd because the people, they weren't doing what they wanted them to do. Yes, they removed the barriers. Yes, they were trying to push them forward, but the people were very peaceful and the people weren't doing what they wanted. So what they do, they had to make the people angry. They had to push them. And that's why they started to fire on the people. And that's the only way they can get people to do anything. DC Drano put this out and said, I've seen hundreds of hours of riot footage this past few years. The only time I've ever seen police throw concussion grenades into a peaceful crowd was January 6th. Ask yourself why. And I think everyone knows the answer why. And ask yourself another question. Why were they hiding the videos? Because they didn't want the people to see the truth. They were covering it up. And the cover-up always gets you in the end. Just like with everything that's going on with Trump, with these indictments, I do believe that everything that we're witnessing, this is part of his campaign. I mean, really think about what he's doing. He's on TV every single day. People are focused on Trump. People see the corrupt system every single day. And they see that this is one gigantic hoax. And they see the election interference all at once. Mark Levin put this out and said, a fraudulent intent is required to prove a crime. But a fraudulent intent to commit what crime? If Bragg cannot articulate the crime or won't, how can Trump have had a criminal intent to commit it? Whatever it is. This is Alice in Wonderland in 1984 combined. And since he said Alice in Wonderland, which is very interesting, it reminds me of two posts. Post 53, November 2nd, 2017. Politically motivated. The level of corruption in our country and most others is so severe, there is only one way. Alice in Wonderland. Post 70. Down below, it says the following. National Guard, have faith. These, the crumbs in time, will equate to the biggest drops ever disclosed in our history. Remember, disinformation is real. Alice in Wonderland, the Great Awakening. And I do believe that's exactly what we're witnessing. This is an Alice in Wonderland. But again, I do believe this is part of Trump's campaign. It's an issues campaign. And why don't you use this to your benefit? Think about it for a sec. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Amuse put this out because we had Michael Cohen testifying, and it looks like he lied to Congress, he lied to everyone, and he's continually lying. And even CNN is looking at his testimony going, yeah, you know something? This is a disaster. And this is what the CNN analyst said. I've never seen a witness who's lied to Congress, who's lied to court, who's lied to the IRS, who's lied to the Southern District of New York, who lied to his banker. the entire prosecution witness team has been lied to by Michael Cohen. Absolutely. Don Jr. responded to this and said, when you even lost CNN, and he's absolutely right. And look what Trump is doing. He is actually sidestepping Merchant's gag orders. He comes out, he has his papers, and he's reading quotes from other people. So actually, he can't say it, but he's reading the quotes from others, getting the message out there. So he's bypassing the judge's orders by reading other people's quotes of what they said. I wonder what Merchant's going to do next. Is he going to say, you can't read what other people say? I mean, really think about this for a second. Trump, he put this out, and actually he quoted Jonathan Turley. He said, can't imagine any competent lawyer would not be embarrassed by what has happened in the courtroom. This day is truly going to go down as a day of infamy for the New York legal system. Watching this unfold in that courtroom as a lawyer is really deeply disturbing. They keep on referring to these documents. The documents don't move the ball. The documents show an NDA and a payment that's not in dispute. They are not unlawful. They are not unlawful as a federal campaign contribution. And he's absolutely right. But do you see what Trump is doing? Do you see his campaign? He's on TV every single day. He's able to talk to the press. He could talk about whatever he wants. He is. He's talking about EVs. He's talking about the climate hoax. He's talking about the economy. He's getting his message out there. He's showing the people, look, are you happy with what Biden's doing? He's getting more press coverage now and actually talking about the issues than any time before, even with the rallies. Because he's out there every day. Every day after court, he comes out and says, hey, you know what? Let's talk about this. And yes, he talks about the case, but then he goes into other issues. And the fake news, they're covering it. Think about this for a second. The people are hearing it. It's incredibly brilliant because you're able to use this to your advantage. Mike Benz put this out and said, the judge is so financially conflicted, he wouldn't even be allowed on the jury. The star witness is a multi-crime convicted felon who in most states wouldn't even be allowed to vote. Elon Musk responded to this and said, the more unfair the attacks on Trump seem to the public, the higher he will rise in the polls. And that is his strategy. Absolutely. Then Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Virtually every legal analyst and scholar said yesterday, at the end of the day, that there is no case. And that this witch hunt should have never been brought and should have been thrown out now. Why wasn't this hoax brought 7 years ago instead of in the middle of my winning campaign for president? Election interference. The problem is that the judge Merchant is totally compromised, conflicted, and corrupt, making big money off this scam and its outcome. He can't render a fair decision. Too much is at stake for him and the Democrats. The appellate division should remove him immediately. So he's letting you know that he can't render a fair decision and there's too much at stake, which means they picked a biased jury. He's not going to allow a fair decision, which means in the end, they can either do one or two things. Well, actually three things, but I don't think the third one's going to happen. They could say that he's completely innocent and Trump is free. Or there's a hung jury. They can't make the decision and this is the way they can get out of it. Or if they're following suit, they must find him guilty. And I do believe they're going to try to throw him in jail. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But Trump, I think he's letting everyone know from his past posts that he is willing to go to jail for the Constitution because he has the right to speak freely. And he's letting you know that a fair decision can't be rendered. Remember, there's no case. There's no evidence. Statute of limitations has run out. We have statements from Stormy Daniels. Even her lawyer is speaking up now, and they're using a liar to actually try to push this case forward. There's nothing here whatsoever. There's no victims here. Just like with Letitia James and his real estate holdings, there's no victim. Nobody was hurt. Nothing would happen. And once again, the people, the court of public opinion, the people, they see this, they get it. They know what's going on. But again, think about the deep state. Think about Biden. Think about what they're instructed to do. You think they're going to back off? No, they're going to have to push forward with this because they think, well, if we indict him and then we show that he's guilty, we must throw him in prison. And this way, the people, well, they won't vote for him. But again, it's going to backfire on them if they take it that far. And it looks like they're heading down that track. Hopefully, there might be a hung jury. And they say, yeah, you know, we can't rule on this. But no matter what, no matter what they do, even if they find him guilty and he goes to prison, I do believe what he's going to do, he's going to appeal it. The appellate court's going to say, okay, after a couple days, you can come out of prison until we hear the case. Maybe he'll be on house arrest, or maybe he will say, okay, pay a certain bail. You can be out while we look over this case. And I do believe the people are going to see this, and the people are going to go, holy crap, look at this. I do believe every single one of these cases are going to be overturned. And it's going to show that this was election interference from the very, very beginning, because each one of these cases, it's going to show they had no case. It was politically motivated. It was to interfere with the election. But what's very interesting, and I think the people of this country should do this, we should have a class action lawsuit altogether suing Biden, suing the judges, suing the prosecutors. And why would they be suing? Well, because they are violating our rights to have a fair election. And Mr. Evans, well, is filing a lawsuit in federal court arguing that the ongoing proceedings are a direct affront to federal election laws and the impartiality of the judiciary, furthermore damaging Evans as a voter and his rights to unfettered election. Evans stated the following: "We the people have rights and free and fair elections is an understood expectation." Evans went on to state, "Democrats and their partisan antics, be it January 6th cases or other nonsense, force us to learn to fight back. A just end to this could simply not be more poetic. A condemned USA has many purposes and countless weapons to brandish this labyrinth of legal conundrums." And I do believe the people of this country should say, you know something? Yeah, you're violating my right to have a fair election. And I think the people should say, you know something? We're going to be suing all of these people because you're interfering in the election process. What we're witnessing right now is unheard of. When was the last time you ever saw this? Never. Now, once again, does this wake a lot of people up? Does it give Trump a platform to produce the issues and show that, look, he's interfering in the election, the country's being destroyed? Do you agree with this? Absolutely. I do believe that, yes, this is part of the plan. Yes, this is part of his campaign. Let's go back to post 1374. Now, this is May 15, 2018, and I do believe this is very interesting because, again, what is the judge going to do? What is the jury going to do? Are they going to put him in the prison? So down below in this post, it says the following: "Can you serve from jail?" Can you? Absolutely. Does this stop Trump? No, it doesn't. So this is very interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out. But I do believe if they decide to go down the track of finding him guilty and they throw him in prison, I do believe Trump's poll numbers are going to rise like we've never seen before, because people are going to see the election interference. People are going to see it all, especially when the appeals court reverses all the decisions. People are going to say, well, wait a minute, there was never a case. There was no victim. This was all for the election. It was election interference, just like the fake virus. That was to interfere with the election. Yes, that's what all of this is for. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they are trying to get the illegals to vote in the election. Judicial Watch, they have new documents that reveal that DC is training illegals to vote. So Judicial Watch announced that it received 13 pages of records in response to a Freedom of Information Act request from the District of Columbia explaining to illegal aliens and other non-citizens how they can register to vote in local elections. And the records came in response to an April 12, 2024 Freedom of Information Act request. Materials presented and or provided at the training, communications advertising promoting the training, and materials providing to participants, attendees after the training. So they are now showing the illegals what to do. And according to federal law, only U.S. citizens can vote in federal elections. So what does that tell you? It tells you that they're going to try to make these people believe that they are citizens, that they can vote. Think about the law that's on the books. So if you use a mail-in ballot, you give them an ID, you train them, people are going to believe that they are citizens. So, hey, when they come to ask the person, are you a citizen? No, I thought I was because I got the training. I got my ID. I voted. I'm not a citizen. I didn't realize that. So they're going to try to use this in this way. But do I believe this is going to work? I do believe this is going to fail in the end, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have plans to counter all this. Now, as we approach the elections, we know the deep state players, they have many different phases of their plan. And I do believe one phase is the illegals. The other phase is, of course, trying to push another virus on the people, another pandemic on the people. And the other one is basically shutting down information and setting everything up for some type of cyber event. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Attorney General Merrick Garland, flanked by WAG, Lisa Monaco, and FBI Director Chris Wray, gives an update on how Election Threats Task Force has accelerated its work. Last week, Secretary Mayorkas announced that DHS is working with the FBI and ramping up with intensity to respond to election threats, including far-right extremist activity, and to combat spreaders of disinformation. Joe Biden said last week Trump will not accept the results of the election despite Trump being way ahead in the polls. Joe Biden says simply that the polling is wrong. As the lawfare continues to backfire, they're laying the groundwork for their next scheme. So what are they preparing for? Well, yes, they're preparing for far-right extremist activity. So when does that come into play? Well, what happens when they delay the elections, where they don't certify the elections? Are they going to have people dressed up as far-right extremists? I do believe so. What about a cyber threat? Well, what they're doing includes a National Security Division's and the FBI's work to protect our elections from national security threats, including malign foreign influence and cyber-enabled campaigns. So they're already prepared this for misinformation, disinformation, and cyber-enabled campaigns. Now, is that campaigns to manipulate the narrative, or is it cyber-enabled campaigns to hit the election systems? That is very interesting. Mike Benz put this out and said, the trick here is all misinformation narratives are deemed to have campaign behind them, and any U.S. civilian who clicks the retweet button to amplify said narrative is deemed to be participating in said campaign. So once again, you could see this is what they're pushing for. Now, I do believe this is all going to fail in the end because they're preparing to use their system. They're preparing to control the narrative. They're preparing to use the pandemic. They're preparing to have their illegals vote in the election. What happens if all that's removed? Well, their plan goes down the drain, doesn't it? So do they want people to use paper? Absolutely not. How do we know that? Well, George put this out and said, the town of Thornapple in Rusk County, Wisconsin, is under investigation by the federal government because they chose to ditch the voting machines and opted to hand count all their votes. The reason for the investigation is even more bizarre. Apparently, it's not against the law for local officials to count their votes by hand, but federal law requires at least one machine to be available for voters with disabilities. This is quite possibly the dumbest thing I've ever read in a long time. Each polling place must either include at least one piece of electronic voting equipment or other voting system designed for use by individuals with disabilities. Apparently, disabled people couldn't vote before voting machines were invented. This has nothing to do with disabled people, but everything to do with using machines that are programmed to rig the election for Democrats. So they don't like paper, do they? But I do believe in the end, they're going to have no choice but to destroy their system so the votes won't go through. Now, if they don't destroy their machines and the majority is out there voting and there's too many of us, I think it will be too big to rig. So no matter which way they go, they're not going to be able to win, especially if they stick with their system. I think the people will override their system. Now, do they want that? Do they really want to lose the election? No, they don't. Would they rather delay the election? Would they rather get rid of their machines to delay the elections? I do believe so. George once again put this out and said the DNC just filed a motion to intervene in Trump's Nevada election lawsuit that seeks to stop officials from counting all mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day. The DNC has significant organizational and associational interests in this case. Emeril Robinson responded to this and said, Democrats know they cheated in 2020. They're not even trying to hide their desire to cheat again in 2024. And once again, we don't need to count the votes over a week. We can count it in one day. No problem in doing this, especially if everyone's watching and everyone sees the count. I think this will be a very successful election. Now, what's very interesting is it looks like the Patriots in the House Oversight Committee, they're scrutinizing a push by the Biden administration to bolster voter participation. Back in 2021, Biden signed an executive order directing agencies to consider ways to expand citizen opportunities to register to vote. But Republicans are questioning the constitutionality of that directive. The Patriots said, our concern has been exacerbated by the continued lack of transparency from federal agencies and the White House regarding the implementation of this executive order. Almost two dozen House GOP lawmakers wrote in a letter to Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young. So they're looking into this. They're investigating this because something doesn't make sense. So why are they all panicking? Why do they want the gag order? Why are they doing all this? Because Trump is winning the issues campaign. And Dan Scavino put this out and he says, gag this. And it shows Arizona, Trump up by 49%, Biden at 42. Georgia, Trump is at 49. Biden's at 39. Michigan, Trump is at 49. Biden's at 42, Pennsylvania's at, Trump's at 47, and Biden is at 44. Now, again, these are the manipulated polls that are being shown. These are from the networks. And once again, they're trying to make it look like it's kind of close, but Trump is still leading and leading by a lot. Now, once again, can the deep state players, can they keep Biden in there? Remember, his poll numbers are continually dropping. You need to at least have someone that's halfway decent so they can cheat in the election. If you're having someone polling with single digits, how are you going to explain to everyone that he won the election? It won't make any sense whatsoever. And I do believe Obama, they are going to make a huge push to get Biden out there one way or another. Why? Well, think about what Trump just put out on Truth. He's showing Wildwood, New Jersey, and it says too big to rig. So is Trump pushing them down a path saying, listen, we have way too many people. I know the internal polls. I know how many people I have. All your illegals, everything you're going to try to do, your cheating system will not work. There's too many of us. And I do believe this is going to force them to take a different tactic. But Scavino, he put this out on X. There's an orange and a rocket ship. And I do believe that it says Orange Man is going to take off. And he put this out at 10:37. So if we go to 22:37, which is military time, September 20th, 2018, down below it says, history will judge you well. And history will judge Trump very, very well. But Scavino also put out another post, which is on Truth. And this is Wildwood, New Jersey. He's scanning the crowd. And in the background, he's playing Nessun Dorma. Now, this aria was used in the movie Sum of All Fears. And the translation is very, very interesting. First, take a listen to what Scavino put out. So the last part of the aria, it translates into the following. I will win at dawn. I will win. I will win. I will win. So is Trump going to win at dawn? What's at dawn? Oh, that's the day after the election. He wins. And I do believe Scavino just sent a message. And if you look at the timestamp here, which is 2134, September 10, 2018, and Anon on the board put this out there, and it says, buckle up, buttercups. It's about to get bumpy. And it is going to get bumpy. It's going to get scary because, remember, we're approaching the 2024 election. The deep state's going to throw everything they have at Trump, at we the people. And you're going to see events. You're going to see us approaching war. There's going to be a scare event. They're going to use a plandemic because, again, this is our final battle. If they lose, it's game over for all of them. They know this. So they will try to cheat. They will try to stop the election. They'll try to bring us to war. They will try to scare the life out of you. That is their plan. And that's why this message says, buckle up, buttercups. It's about to get bumpy. And I wouldn't even say bumpy. You're going to be flying out of your seat. Just think of about a plane where you have turbulence, where you're hitting the ceiling. That's how bumpy this is going to get. But I want to go back to post 1373, May 15th, 2018. And I do believe this says it all. This is from Abraham Lincoln. I do believe this is exactly what we're experiencing today. And this is what it says. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution. Absolutely. Down below, it says, they knew this day would come. Evil everywhere, corruption everywhere. We fight, we the people. And this is how we take back the country. We stick to the Constitution. We vote these people out. But the only way to vote these people out is that you need to see their system. You need to see how evil they truly are and what they will do to you if you do not comply with what they want. They will bring us to war. They will kill every single last one of us to save themselves. That's what World War III is. It's a nuclear war. And when people see this approaching, when people are afraid, people are going to understand, wow, they will actually push us to World War III, a nuclear war, to save themselves. They rather kill people. And I don't mean a couple of people. I mean thousands, millions of people to save themselves. I think once the people see this, the people are going to understand finally. And I do believe Trump is going to he's going to have the people that he needs to override everything, no matter which way we go. If we use their system, well, it won't be able to compete with the amount of people voting. If they decide to delay it and we go to paper, they lose. They lose no matter what, especially when Trump wins and he ushers in peace. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.